Let me make it a little bit simpler. You know what? There is this kind of special salt I'm talking about. This salt is that stuff that made Muhammad that kind and cute a lot. Yeah. And you know what? The story of this transformation is salty itself. It's cute itself. And this cute story, which is the hadith, and I'm talking to you with salty, so you become cute and salty, means there is something beyond the form and existence, which when Muhammad transformed him, made the transformation to the story, and the transformation will be offered to you by the story. This is how it goes. This is that dam, means blowing something to someone else, giving the breath to someone else, the breath which was given to, the salt which was given to Muhammad is transferred to the story and from the story to you. Yeah.
This salt is surviving in his heritage. Those heirs of his are with thee. Seek them. He is seated in front of thee. Where indeed is thy front? He is before thee. Where is the soul that thinks before?
You see? Again, we came to the story of this salty story, this huge story prophecy and all that. I said, okay, the essence that changed Muhammad is in the story of Muhammad. Is in the story that we are narrating to you from Muhammad. That essence is inherited in the people. There are people that they are carrying the same message that Muhammad was carrying, right? And he said, these are the people. Go and look for them. Find them if you want to have that essence, right? Where did he say you should find them? He said, they are with you. They are around you. But you don't see them. If you believe that you have front and back and you have the sides, you're still you're still indulging somehow yourself. Means the saint, the peer, they are all with them. And contrary to the general belief, they are not few. There are not. But you should look for them. And for looking for them, you have to acquire the eye, the vision for it. Then you will find them. Because this is made for you. Somehow he's saying that the essence of happiness is made for you. And is coming to you like the rain. Every moment it's here. You miss this one. Because you're not listening to them. You are looking somewhere else. Where are you looking? Your intelligence, which is looking at the shortcomings only. Your intelligence that is looking for non-existence stuff, the thing that you don't have. You're not looking for the saints, for the good people. If you're looking, they're all over, and you will find them. Because they're here for you. Everything is prepared for you. Even the wording, bringing all these beautiful subjects to simple narration, which is, God forbid, is cool. But I'm doing it, you see? I have to do it. I want to stop myself. But he doesn't let me. Because it's in me for you. This is how it goes. Yes.
If thou fancy thou hast a before and a behind, thou art tied to body and deprived spirit.
Means I said there around you, if you did this, you are silly. By around you, I didn't mean left or right or in front of you. Around you. Means look around. If you're limiting this conversation to back and forth like this, you're forgetting that we are talking about the spirit here. We are not talking about physical existence. That's something that if you miss, you could really be confused forever. A very good example is one of the sayings of the oldest sayings, love your neighbor. What does that mean? If you think about physical neighbor means next apartment, you're missing the point. Because over there is no talking about physical existence. The prophet is talking about the manner of the humanity to say, love your neighbor. And if you look around carefully, everybody is your neighbor. Even the ones you don't want it to be your neighbor. And maybe you're lucky that you have that neighbor. That kind of stuff. But you could, yes, think about, I love this neighbor of mine, and the other lot is empty. Good. I did my job. That is not it. And you should remember all this, because before going to the eighth story, Rumi is making sure that we connect. In this story, when he was talking about musicality, he said, our music is good. Poetry is good, music is good, mainly art is a very good example to explain unexplainable. You see, whenever we talk about God talking to prophet, I will bring the subject of inspiration in artists that comes from nowhere, something like that. Here, Rumi did the same. He said, okay, let me talk about this talking we do. First of all, this passing on the information has a lot of a special meaning in it. One is that you could connect to your intelligence if you become the mind, not the camel. Then your intelligence should talk to you. You could receive the message from that black slave of you, which mispronounce everything, but you want to have that breath from that. That breath is the thing that transformed the prophets from normal human being to saints. That is coming to you in wrong forms. It doesn't matter, because the container is not what you are looking at. What's in it? That one, let's compare it to a salt. Let's compare it to the essence of being interesting. Whatever you want to call it, that essence is given to these people, and from these people is inherited to some other people, and you have to look for them, and they're all around you, but you don't see them. Because you're looking for the palace. When I said look for these people, you're looking for some physical existence and maybe some physical qualifications. I said, there is no such a thing. These people, to me, their physical existence is holy. And I get it because I believe in the holiness of the message and the essence. If you look like this, they're all around you and they're all waiting for you. Actually, they are here for you. Every single moment here is a chance for you to dig in better. Yes?